You're listening to Intellectual Erection, a place where we talk about the naughty.
To stimulate your thinking.
You're listening
to
Intellectual Erection.
Intellectual Erection.
Передачу, где мы говорим о действии там, субъекты секса.
Главное, когда hablamos de los sexos.
Компанах, но мы добрым, але
хвалим о сексе. Мы пратар om det förbjudna. To stimulate.
To stimulate.
To stimulate.
To stimulate your thinking.
Thinking.
Welcome back to Intellectual Erection. I'm your host, Patrick. And today, I don't have a guest that I'm speaking to. What I've done is I've asked my listeners and everybody on social media that I can reach to send me some sexy stories. As you know, when I do have guests on the show, I ask them at the end of each episode to give me their wildest, most fun, most outrageous, or sexy story. And usually it turns out to be something pretty good that I turn into a promo video that you see on Instagram. So now, this has just become a collection of erotic tales straight out of quarantine for your listening pleasure from a bunch of really cool and interesting people, and I'm surprised at the amount of stories that I've actually received. I have enough already for 3 episodes, and I'm still asking for more. I'm hoping to turn this into a series, so please, if you're listening to this and you want to contribute, just hit record on your phone. The quality is pretty damn good and I can clean it up on my end. Record your best sexy story. It will be anonymous and I will put it in one of these episodes. It'll be a compilation of sexy tales. Just send it to intellectualerection@gmail.com and your story can be featured in one of these episodes. I've gotten so many amazing stories. They are brilliant, they're funny, they're hot, they're fucking cool, and I can't wait to share these with you. I'm going to put little narrative bits in between just to prep you for the story, but what I'd recommend is that you lay back, put on a pair of headphones, and treat this almost like an ASMR experience, but it's going to be a little bit more intimate and hopefully arousing for you. So sit back, close your eyes, put on a pair of headphones, and get ready to listen to the intimate stories that people like you have experienced and want to share anonymously. It's a vicarious, weird, new kink we're stepping into, and I'm all about it. And as always, listen, subscribe, review, and most of all, enjoy. Our first submission comes from somebody who was actually pretty shy to share their story, and I don't know why, because it turned out to be extremely seductive. Just listen to the whispery voice, the tension building, the storytelling, the passion in this story alone is enough to arouse your senses. I hope you enjoyed this one as much as I did.
It was a Friday night in October. I was in my final year of undergrad and getting together with an old friend for a quick catch-up before meeting coworkers for drinks at a pub. This friend and I only got together a few times a year. He was always so focused on schoolwork and caught up with jealous girlfriends. I figured this time would be like any other. A 2-hour or so chat over some food, and he would politely excuse himself to do more schoolwork at home. We met up at the student center, and he brought up the fact that he had newly acquired an office, provided by his thesis supervisor. He wanted to show it to me. We walked to the 6th floor corner office, laughing and exchanging stories. The office wasn't much. It had a desk, a chair, a mat and pillow he would sometimes use to sleep there overnight, and a guitar. He often played the guitar as a study break in the stairwell by the office. A stairwell no one used. We quickly grabbed the guitar and headed to the stairwell, locking our belongings in the office. He played a few songs. Some I could sing along, a couple he wrote himself. Then he started teaching me a song, though I did the strumming and he played the notes on the neck. Sitting so closely together, our hips just squeezed into the corner of the stairwell, our faces were only inches apart. I can't remember how or when, But we went from making music together as friends to pausing longer each time we looked at each other. Initially, only silence in those pauses. We could both feel this pull, and we waited for the other to notice, to decide whether to lean in or back away. My senses tuned into him. His breath smelt of peppermint. He didn't wear any fragrance. It was getting dark out, and the only light was coming through the door to the hallway. It was enough to see his eyes wavering in uncertainty, his lips slightly parted. We were so close. I was practically curled up in his chest. His nose brushed mine. His touch was an ocean wave, overwhelming me. My thoughts became clouded, as if I was intoxicated. My heart pounded. I had shaky breaths. I couldn't think or speak as my mind was swallowed by the brush of his lips on my neck, pressing against my cheek, the corner of my mouth, and then grazing my lips ever so slightly, enticing me to lean forward. We were in limbo for what felt like hours. Back and forth, we took turns tempting each other. Lips whispering over skin, fingers winding through hair, tracing each other's face, his beard brushing across my cheek, moans being drawn out of me as a magician draws handkerchiefs from their sleeve. Between trembling breaths, nearly begging, he said, "It would take 5 seconds. 5 seconds. I'd kiss you and it would be over. We wouldn't stop. We wouldn't stop. Just 5 seconds. 5 seconds. We never kissed. Sometimes I think of that night, of what happened in that stairwell, and while the details are fuzzy in my mind, my body remembers all of it. I just wished I'd taken the 5 seconds of my life to kiss him.
So for this next story, we change gears a little bit, something a little bit more intense. Have you ever had this fantasy of renting out an Airbnb and it just so happens that your host is super hot? I don't want to say too much, so enjoy.
So this is probably one of my favorite stories. I've been Airbnb-ing my second bedroom of my two-bedroom apartment for the last 3 years or so, and nothing even comes close to this story of any guest I've had. It's all been very PG and very normal. But my third guest ever, and at this point I was being very conscientious about being professional and making people feel welcome and you know, am I doing this right? And so he walks through the door, like mid-20s, early 30s, piercings, cap, tattoo, big t-shirt, like scar on his face, split tongue, and I'm just like, damn, very attractive. Okay, be professional, you know, all is cool. Please, welcome to my place. Here's everything you need to know. Here's the bedroom. I sleep over there. You know, just being cool, be cool. I run to work. I don't get home till the next day. Run to my next shift, which was at Oasis. And it was a cleaning shift, and I was hosting up in the play areas. And I didn't have any makeup on. I'm just, like, chatting with my coworker. Totally normal night. And doesn't he walk up the stairs? And the thing is, I don't advertise my place being near to a sex club. And so I just shoot up thinking like, okay, I'm at my place of work at the sex club. I'm renting out my home to a stranger and he's walking up the stairs and I'm very attracted to him. Oh my. And then we just chat and it's super cool. Then I have to run to, you know, clean the club, continue my work. And he asks if it's okay for him to stay until closing. My coworker and my manager are very thrilled about that prospect that he'll stay till closing. And so after work, I invite my friend over and we just go back to my place and chill and chat and have a drink. And then my friend goes home and it's just my guest and I, and he and I are just sitting on my couch. And I'm just like, well, it's like 5:30 in the morning at this point. So I just say like, okay, well, it's time for bed. You know, be cool, platonic, be professional. Getting ready for bed, he goes to his room, putting my pajamas on, and then I'm thinking, like, oh, fuck it, okay, seize the day, you know, it doesn't hurt to ask. So I walk over to the guest room, and, like, I stand at the doorway, he walks up inches away from my face, and I ask, can I kiss you? And he says, oh, yes, and gives me a big kiss, and we make out and embrace, and he throws me on the bed, and we rip each other's clothes off and have sex all night, probably until the sun rose, and checked out the next day, and we remained friends. He came to visit me several more times after that from Buffalo, and then he moved to Denver, and I've visited him there. So, you know, fuck friends for life. It was really hot. And at one point in the sex, I had my legs up, and he's fucking me in the ass. And the thing is, he has, not a Prince Albert, but it's a piercing that goes all the way through the head of the tip of the penis. And he also has these implants in his cock, like ribbing, like around the outside. And oh my God, it feels absolutely amazing. He's fucking my ass, so it's extra tight. And like, I feel each rib of the implants in his cock. And he has my toes around his shoulders, and then my toes are in his mouth, and he's sucking my toes and fucking my ass, and he comes in my ass, he's sucking my toes. Oh my God, it was so hot. Yeah, so third Airbnb guest ever, fuck friends for life. Yeah, that was great.
Next up, we have a quick and dirty story, which some of you may have actually seen live.
Last year, 2019, for my birthday, my partner and I decided to do spectator sex at Oasis, which happened to be actually on my birthday itself. And so my partner ended up organizing some participation from the audience. We invited a whole bunch of friends to come and watch and be part of the experience. And so I ended up getting head from four amazing women at the same time. And once that all happened, and it was really hard to keep track of where I was and what was going on at the time, even though I knew it was happening, my partner and I ended up having really great sex in front of a whole bunch of wonderful people. And yeah, so as I like to say, there was something that was both added to and taken off my bucket list at the same time.
We have another quick and dirty tale of piles of bodies swimming in each other's fluids.
This is Ava Moen, sharing some sexy stories for my friends at Intellectual Erection. Early in my polyamory journey, I found myself a unicorn in a bisexual opposite-sex couple. The situationship with the couple imploded, but not before this one particularly magical encounter. We would have playtime up in the attic, on a huge bed with the lights down low. She was one of the most beautiful women I have ever seen. and he had just the most fantastic cock, and he loved watching her and I together. This particular encounter was so erotic. She was riding him, and he was fucking her, and she was fucking me. And all I remember was a cacophony of pleasurable noises as we seemed to morph into one being. Now, normally in threesomes, we just sort of systematically work as a team and take turns getting each other off, and everyone gets their turn coming. But not this time. We were just a delightful mess of fingers and tongues and pussy and cock, and I can't say whose was whose. And the pleasure escalated and escalated until we all reached climax at the exact same time, then collapsed into a pile of sweaty, sexy human bodies, trying to catch our breath and just figure out what the fuck happened.
This next one's a little bit longer and involves a bunch of kinks. Have you ever wanted an ex to call you out of the blue, one who's maybe now married and has kids, and says that they want to fuck you? Well, this is it.
Okay, so I like my kink to be extremely layered and detailed. So for this specific one, I have to go back really far. I slept with someone on and off from the time I was 17 until the time I was 23. We were good friends. We were only ever exclusive for like 2 weeks. And although we were very close, it was always very open and casual, not a primary relationship at all. We knew that we weren't that person for each other. He was really into anal, and I was not at all. I call myself the vanilla queen. Anyway, he was always trying. We tried it like twice kind of quickly and moved on from that. So I met my husband when I was 23 years old. And obviously that other relationship kind of went by the wayside. We were monogamous at the beginning of our marriage. Well, I guess we were, when we were dating. And my husband is very into anal. So of course I decided to explore that with him. And we talk about our past relationships and stuff. And as this relationship before with this casual person went on for such a long time, my husband wanted to discuss and explore that. He picked up on the fact that there was something lingering there that wasn't really resolved within me. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but, you know, there was just some stuff I needed to explore within that past relationship. So we talked about it over the course of a number of years. And then this past year, in May, I said, you know, I think I want to do something about this. I think I want to explore hooking up with this person again for various reasons. Kind of like ex-boyfriend fetish, kind of, hey, look at me. I love anal now. kind of a little bit of a denial, like before you could only have sex with my pussy or my mouth. Now I only want you to have sex with my ass. Lots of things. I didn't know if he was in a relationship or not or anything. Anyway, so I started discussing it with my husband, and we decided that the best time to do it would be at a mutual friend's birthday party that I was attending in August. Over the course of the years that I was with my husband, whenever I went to this mutual birthday party, the ex would say to me how interested he still really was, and made it very clear that he was still available and on the table. So my husband and I, like two little schoolgirls at a sleepover, get on my phone and text him, "Hey." Right away he responds, "Oh my goodness, so great to hear from you. Why are you texting me?" And I reply back, "Oh, I wanted to know, are you going to this birthday party?" And he's not. So we're like, "Oh, how do we do this?" he then calls me a MILF in one of the texts. And my husband and I, you know, look right at each other like, "Oh my God, this is going to work." So I say, "That's what I wanted to talk to you about." And he's very shocked. He's going, "You want to have sex with me?" Exclamation point. So I kind of detail it out in the texts. He goes and gets himself invited to this birthday party, which is like a few weeks down the line. I mess with him via text of how we're going to do it all. I'm maintaining a lot of control, so that's a really fun thing for me to kind of switch it up and be in a little bit more of a dominant in control role in this relationship, which that's not the case. That's not how it was when I was quite a bit younger. So, you know, exploring that dynamic. So I go to this birthday party on my own. My husband's texting me the whole time, kind of pumping me up. He's so excited. Everyone around us at this birthday has no idea what we're up to. He's texting me, what are we going to do? When are we going to do it? All this stuff, the ex. And I respond, okay, we're all down in the park next to my friend's condo. And I say, okay, let's go up to the condo and do stuff. So we get into this empty condo. Everyone's downstairs at the party and we just start making it like crazy all over the place. Get down on my knees in the kitchen, start blowing him. It's like really sloppy, which is really hot. And then get onto my friend's couch and he just comes so quickly. And the poor guy, I think I really exploded his mind with this scenario, because I don't think, you know, you ever really think your married ex-girlfriend and you are going to hook up again, which is really taboo and really fun. So then we go back down to the party and he's begging to have sex with my pussy, like, you know, texting me and stuff like that. And my husband is on the other side texting as well, saying like, oh, what are you going to do? When are you going to do it? And I'm being, you know, very coy and really, you know, messing with him. Previously in that day, I'd gone before the party and like rented a hotel room, and I'm messing with him, telling him he can't fuck my pussy and he can only fuck my ass. So he's really pent up about this. Like, when are we going to leave this party? And I don't want to let on to all of my friends. I'm very out and very open about stuff, but, you know, there's just some stuff about it that maybe a lot of people won't understand. So finally at like 11 o'clock, I slip him like a hotel room card, and that kind of explodes his mind. Cause like no one's ever said like, hey, meet me here. And I say, okay, do not leave for another 45 minutes because I don't want people to know that we're leaving this party together. So I go to the hotel nearby, get ready, like very nervous, everything like that. And this is someone who, you know, I've had sex with for a long time in my life, and we really know each other's bodies and each other very well. So he gets into the hotel room and we just start going nuts. And of course my plan kind of goes to the wind. So he starts like fucking my pussy. And something my husband and I had discussed previously, as this is someone that I know very well and I trust and everything like that, to try like a raw cream pie experience. So we're doing like a little bit of filming for my husband, you know, just getting it all on tape to make it just this really juicy interaction for everyone. So he's come in my mouth and then he comes in my pussy. And then we just take a little break. But he's so amped up about all this. And it's been like 2 weeks of buildup, and it's just, you know, kink upon kink upon kink. And so then we decide to get into like anal. And of course, at this point in time, I'm much more experienced than the last time, which was 10 years previously that we had hooked up. So we hooked up when I was 23, just before I met my husband. And then 10 years had gone by, and then now I'm 33. So a little bit more anal experience than previously. So he goes to town on my butt, like just totally creams my butt. We take a video of that for my husband. And, you know, he's just dying on the other end of these texts. And my ex is a good sport. And yeah, just fall asleep in each other's arms after that. And then I just kind of quietly got all my clothes on around 6 a.m. and snuck out of the room to go home to my daughter.
We all have stories of how we first met someone, but how sexy was your first encounter?
This one happened when I was about, I think I was 18, and I had turned down a contract to go model in the UK, and I went traveling in Europe by myself.
And I got back to Victoria, and I agreed with a group of friends to do a photo shoot for some new magazine that was launching. And prior to that, we were getting together at our local, I guess it would be an electronic dance music bar slash the only gay bar in the city. And friends of mine had said, like, when I had returned, that I have to meet Mira. And I had been hearing about Mira for a while. And I'd never met Mira because Mira had been modeling in Europe at the time. So anyway, we go down to Hush, the local gay bar, and I finally meet Mira, who ended up being, or still is, like, my very best soul sister, wife, friend. And so I meet Mira, we have this, like, nice chat, and during the entire conversation that that was our first meeting, one of my boobs was entirely hanging out of my shirt. And at one point she just slightly reached over and lifted up my top back on top of my boob. And this remains a very, very funny joke between the two of us, because she later admitted that she wasn't sure if she should say something, if she should just alter my shirt, or whether she wanted to pinch me or lick my nipple. So that was my first time meeting Mira at the gay bar in Victoria many, many years ago.
You might want to get the lube for this next story, because the person telling it certainly will need it after they're done telling this story, for a number of reasons.
Okay, so full disclosure, I have my vibrator sitting here for after telling the story, because it's bringing back some really good memories, and I want to have some fun with that after. Anyway, this is definitely my sexiest story to date, and it happened not too long ago. It was after work on a Tuesday, and a friend had invited me over, and I hadn't seen him in a very long time, so I was very excited to see him. And he had also mentioned that he had had a friend over as well. So, to be completely honest, I thought it was a lady friend. So, to my surprise, when I got there, it was a very, very handsome man friend with a very cute accent. So, we were just chilling and talking and having fun and having a couple of gin and tonics with these really delicious bitters. Shout out to the bartender for that one. And then we got out the champagne. So with the champagne, we popped the champagne cork on my ass and poured champagne down me, which was then licked off of me. And we got some really sexy slow motion videos, which I wish we could share with the world, but it's for your eyes only. Anyway, so things started to get a little heated, and the three of us went into the bedroom. And before I knew it, I was in the middle of my first male-male-female threesome, in which I had so much fun. I had as much fun giving as I did receiving, and I had so many new experiences within this one larger experience, which really makes it so much more memorable and exciting for me. The one thing that I can't get out of my head is, how did I fit these two beautiful and well-endowed dicks inside of me at the same time when I'm just so petite? But let's be real, I love getting fucked. And I love getting fucked hard. And I got fucked hard by not just one, but two amazing cocks. And I would relive that experience over and over and over and over and over again. And I hope I can.
This next tale comes right out of a book of erotic stories.
"Be still," said Alice, looking straight into his eyes. He loved that mysterious, playful yet authoritative spark in her twinkling big brown eyes. The look that instantly told him that she was up to no good. Playful, mischievous, daring. The game we will play today requires you to stay motionless, to stay silent. Be still, no matter what I do. She was fully clothed. Black and slick body hugging tights, showing off her round ass, flat stomach, and sexy hip curves. Loose, slightly transparent, purple top with erect nipples, silhouette slightly peeking through, just enough to take him for a wild imagination ride, smiling, seductive stare. He understood it well. It was forbidden for him to touch her. He had to keep still, even through strong waves of pleasure and pre-orgasmic spasms, if he didn't want the bliss to stop, in her complete control, naked. She kissed his lips, sensually penetrating him with her tongue. Authoritatively and passionately, she pulled his head backwards with a hand. She was aligned with a masculine direct force within her. There was no denying it. She was in complete control of his body. She kissed his lips sensually, penetrating him with her tongue. Authoritatively and passionately, she pulled his head towards her hand. The sheer notion of his submissive predicament made him hard. She laughed. Your dick knows who's in control. She felt him perfectly, touching him lightly all over his scrotum, cock, playing with his nipples, neck, and earlobes. Dave's cock raised and instantly hardened. Alice could see his struggle not to move or make a sound as he was succumbing to a series of involuntary lusty moves. For a quick instant, he did unintentionally shift his body as an energy wave came rushing up his body. Be still, she said again, with a stern look, and immediately stopped the pleasant stimulation. A quick slap on his balls gave an additional indication of how serious she was about his surrender. She took a short piece of rope and tied up around his balls and cock, a bit of pressure and a nice bow. And the cock was standing up harder than ever, unable to go down. Speaking of taking full control over your whole body, said Alice with a smile. Dave was still, not even a nod or a smile. Good boy. Her playful hands, dominating stance, and sexuality Alice was exuding got him very close to coming. He was on the verge, experiencing a strong storm of pleasurable sensations internally, staying as still and cool on the outside as humanly possible. What a magnificent struggle, she said, laughing. Throwing more wood into the fire, quite literally, she whispered right into his ear, I bet you really want to fuck me right now. Imagine my beautiful pussy as you enter it, tight and wet. See my round ass as you're penetrating me from behind. Perfectly timed explosion. The visual immediately took him over the edge, exploding in a violently strong orgasm. Silent, still, powerful surrender. Stories brought to you by Spirit Sex Lab, available at aliceinpolyland.com.
And we have one more bonus story included here for comic relief. If you don't want to lose your arousal, maybe you stop here, take a load off, and come back to this last story when you're ready for a laugh. Here you go.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been, to be honest, it's been a long time since the confession. I was probably a kid last time I came. Never had a problem before, but, you know, I figured this time I got to talk to you because I feel like something's changed in me, Father, and I don't know if I'm right with God. You're the expert on this thing, so you got to help me out.
No problem, my son. Tell me, what are your sins?
Well, Father Johnson, I got to tell you, what's it called? I don't know. Premarital sex, I guess, is the sin.
Go on, my son.
So I got this broad that comes over, and she came over the other night, and this was the first time that we were gonna have relations, Father. So basically what happened is we ended up having some relations.
My son, in order for your sins to be assessed, I must understand the details. Please give me the details.
Well, Father, what I gotta tell you, well, this broad, first of all, this broad is nothing like you never seen before. I showed my friend Johnny a picture on my phone the other day. He fell on his ass looking at her. He ain't never seen nothing like it either. Sorry, am I, you know, house of God and all? Don't worry, my son. Just speak as you would. Right, Father, so this broad is just a knockout. I'm there looking at her. We're making out a little bit, having a bit of vino. She says, put your hand up my blouse. I said, why not? It's not the first time I ever felt a titty in my life, am I right? So I put my hand up this blouse, but Father, these things were pillows made by the gods. I could have rested my head and hibernated on these titties. I gotta tell you, Father, nothing like I never felt before. Yes, my son, very good, go on. So I get this broad undressed a little bit. She's down to her panties. She crawls up on my kitchen counter ever so slightly, shimmies back, looks at me, and starts sliding off her panties. Father, when those panties came off and she spread her legs, I swear to God, I never seen nothing like this. It was a bald eagle, Father, just like you see in the porno mags. I ain't never seen nothing like it. And you know what? I looked at this thing and it was magnificent. I'm looking at it and something compelled me, Father. I don't know if I'm possessed at this point. The devil might be working through my hands and my feet, but I'm walking closer to this broad and I smell something in the air, Father. I smell something. What did you smell, my son? I smell like honey, Father, like it's honey and it's calling to me. I get closer to this broad, her legs spread open even wider. Yes, my son, go on. I'm looking at this thing. Under the kitchen light, I swear, Father, it's glistening off the tip of this broad's bird. And as I get closer, the smell of honey just intensifies, Father. Go on, my son. I'm pulled in. I'm pulled in. I'm possessed. I don't know. I'll tell you something. At this moment, I'm looking down at this broad's bald eagle. It's looking back at me. And I swear in that moment, her bird winked at me and said, come. Get it, Father. Yes, my son. Yes, go on. So, Father, I ain't never done this before. You gotta ask my friend Paulie and Johnny. They call me 12 Round Tony, Father. What's that, my son? Because I never go down, Father. I ain't never gone down in my entire life. I don't know if that makes me different or something. It puts you in a different category, I'll tell you that much. So I ain't never been down there. But this time, possessed, I was possessed, Father. I went down, and when my tongue touched the tip of that bird, my entire body just went someplace else, Father. I swear it was a spiritual experience, and I swear in that moment, I tasted honey water, Father. Yes, my son. It must have been the water of the gods or something, because I ain't never come so quickly in my life. And in that moment, I changed, Father. I don't know if I'm right with God. I haven't been able to sleep right since. All I've been thinking about is this broad's bird. And all I want to do is eat it again, Father. Yes, my son? I think I've turned into one of those guys, Father. Please tell me, what penance do I need, Father? How many Hail Marys do I got to say, Father?
All of them.